right with what you call it, which we think that it should be true with the human sentiment. That must be very clear of how human sentiment is in social capacity, how human sentiment relates to further humanity about this, what you want to do next year. So that, and I agree with National Treasury that the objective of the grant is to fast track. Now we say, so all of a sudden, now we have not achieved that objective of fast tracking, but now we're transferring it already back to before we achieve that objective. So, and we do it with many what you call it grants. So please, ladies and gentlemen, let's deliver services to our people. That's why we have we are confronted with this protest every day. So. It's because we just can't do the basic, smallest things that what you call would want to do. I agree with Comrade Mfula there to say, let's involve our people there on the ground. They can advise us about the best possible ways of delivering these services to the people. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Then sicela ama departments at least. Just to summarize, don't get into deep details. Just make a summary because this is a starting point of our discussion. And then we'll carry on. This session is not the first and the last one. We'll carry on. And even the Department of Human Settlements is going to be to come before now, this joint committee, to implement this plan. Yes, to come up with a plan. But I still maintain that we need a master plan for sanitation. What are we going to do? When are we going to change the legislation? What is the process? Because now we are no longer talking of a housing act. We want a human settlements act that is going to encompass everything. So very soon we are going to be called. Honorable Yengen.
Chair, I just want to support the... the plan, this human settlement must come with the plan as to how are they going to use this money. But also Treasury. I wouldn't want Treasury to come here in this bigger committee because it's the Treasury that is giving money to the departments. But Treasury has to account for the money that it has given to the departments as well. Now, I think that I would want to add, we are going to be meeting with Treasury on other issues that we have raised. Now, I want you to add your plan as to how are you going to assist the human settlement in discharging this responsibility. So we need that plan from Treasury as appropriation, maybe before they come here, Chair. Because you don't want to embarrass Treasury here and ask questions that some of them are not known by the department. It's better to sit with them aside so that we deal with them in detail, certain things in detail. So they must come with the plan. We need that plan as soon as possible before we rise for
recess. Can I just make an amendment come to your proposal, which is correct, that this plan, it means that must involve National Treasury, must involve SALGA, so that because SALGA deals with what you call individual municipalities, it must not just be a plan that a human settlement sits there alone and then comes up with a plan. And I think Comrade Ingen is correct to say October, around the 26th, it will be the MTBBS. Ne? We want this plan before that. We want this plan before that.
So that we comment?
Yes. It must, so it's in consultation between these three stakeholders, your National Treasury, SALGA, and the Human Settlements. Please, thank you, Chair.
Ngiyayivala uyabona ngiyanazi niyathunukala masingathunukalini kodwa ke mrhalapha kuzothetha one thing masingathunukalini umntungwa yena ndiyamasi uzawuvula athi nje shwip ndandandisebenza nomntungwa ngifuna umuntu ngwa as correct sonke lama department ngifuna enze isummary jobe besithetha sizi politicians baba respond nge ngoku bangasixelele story batho nje ukuthi no thina sizakwenza okwanye sicinga ukuthi sizawufika sibonisane senze okunono and then umuntu ngwa yena umediator sonke apha asixelele ukuthi yena ngokunokwakhe ngakwale mandate yakhe according to his mandate umuntu ngwa yena ubona ukuthi senza 1 2 3 4 indoda esingayifaka naye futhi asoluleke all of us ndizawucela i-human settlements ube mfutshane DG andazi andizifuni izitori eze i-national treasury eze u-cocta eze usalka then umntungwa asibeke endleleni
chairpersons honorable members thanks for your constructive comments and criticism on the matter at hand. Just to recap in saying that we have provided a way forward as a department which forms part of our plan, and it's mainly the last slide of our presentation. We have taken measures in terms of improving on our service delivery mechanism, Chair. And that is informed by the lessons that we have learned from the implementation of this program. We have stopped lamenting. We have done that to the portfolio committee. We have raised concerns before about how the entire transfer was done. We have learned from all of those. We are now more on an implementation mode, and we have put in place an implementation mechanism. Concern has been raised around the limited capacity of service providers that we are working with. We have taken an executive decision. It's being implemented to increase capacity of service providers for this program. That also could have some challenges which we are prepared to face within the future based on the restrictions of how the grant could be used in terms of its terms of reference. But we are dealing with that matter with our colleagues. I think, Chair, the biggest lesson that we should all learn is that we need to get into a mode where we all see us as one government. It could be a local sphere of government, a provincial sphere of government, a national sphere of government, but at the end of the day, we are one sphere of government. For us, it really doesn't matter where the program is, for as long as delivery will take place. The only challenge now is that we are building an institutional capacity. In fact, we have built that, and government must not lose its own investment. That's the only point one can make. For us, where it is really, it might not be material, but the most fundamental thing is that we are one government. The biggest challenge in government for now, and one member has made reference to that, is the silos mentality of how we do things. We've got to kill. That's the biggest elephant as well, member, is the silos mentality of how we do things in government. And that kills the integration component of what we're trying to achieve. Any strategy that will be coming out as a plan, I think it should reflect the integration. It does matter who will be leading. But as a department, we are committing ourselves that come 2014, there will have been fundamental difference in the manner in which this particular program would have been implemented. We have adopted a very aggressive approach, deviating a little bit from the terms of reference of the program to make sure that delivery on the ground does not get affected. That's an approach, but the plan will be presented to the Portfolio Committee of Human Settlements and this committee in terms of how we intend moving forward aggressively in dealing with this particular matter. But decisions have been taken, Chair. We are implementing them. Thank you.
Chairperson, not 2014. That starts now. Not 2014.
I'm saying the program leading to the program ends officially in 2014. So the plan is being implemented. Decisions have been taken as we speak to implement the deviation from the manner in which our implementing mechanism has been from 2010.
Okay. National Treasury.
Thank you very much. Got the wrong one. Thanks. Thank you very much. Just to build on the points that's been made and to broadly deal with some of the issues raised, currently how the grant system works is It's not National Treasury that introduces grants. It's the National Transferring Office or the sector departments as part of the budget process that request for the establishment of the grant. There's various grants currently in the system that actually supports the funding of water and sanitation, with a primary grant, which is, doesn't just fund water and sanitation, but also roads, community infrastructure and sports and the like, is the Municipal Infrastructure Grant. So it's what we call a general infrastructure grant to municipalities. But that is then complemented with very specific grants, which is targeted at addressing some of the things that the general grant can't address. And for example, one of those are the Regional Bulk Infrastructure Grant that's currently with the Department of Water Affairs, specifically focusing on getting the source or the dam, where the big water is, and the reticulation system, which is a municipal one, and where the reticulation is quite a big expenditure to ensure that you can get the source to tap principle on the ground. There's also other grants also with Department of Water Affairs more related to schemes that were formerly administered by the National Department and is now in the process of being transferred to municipalities. This grant was introduced through a budget process where there was a specific need identified to target rural sanitation backlogs that are much higher in those areas of the country than anywhere else. And in order to fast-track the service delivery, a Schedule 7 grant was established.
May you excuse me, because that one we have already alluded on it. And as members of parliament, we are aware of that, because I think ever since it was introduced in 2009, we have been hearing one and the same story. But what is important now, we have discussed this matter, and then how are your views, or just comment on what was discussed. So let's not start afresh explaining why and how it was. But now, we are having a way forward, but we are saying, don't commit yourselves because you are being delegated. But what you need to just to comment on what you have been listening from the comments, and then you are going to take that to your principals.
Okay. Sorry for that. And maybe just then to highlight is that is the current system that we have. But I agree that we need to take the process forward and that it has not worked. I'm sorry just to then give too much detail there. But what is the most important thing, and that the point has been raised, is that we need to actually ensure that going forward we get the service delivery. In order to get that, we need a service delivery rollout plan. And what is important there is that we've got appropriate solutions for the different types of municipalities. That there's specific ones that specifically link more to urban areas, which is, there's a specific need that housing rollout must also take place together with sanitation and the whole lot. And then there's also a service delivery appropriate solutions for the rural areas. And I agree, let's work out the plan as a collective, and then let's see what changes need to be done to the existing grant framework, and that's why I explained the overall picture, so that we can actually get to a situation that it complements the master plan that's been referred to. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Gopta?
Yes, Chair, just a request that the department share the information with us, because we do have a role in program management, but if we request information and we don't get it, we cannot help. Thank you, Chair.
To get it, we have given instructions now. We want you to come back and report to us. All that is left is when you should be reporting back. It's not a choice now whether you want to meet or not. It's an instruction.
Yes, it's a directive. You have to work closely together.
Yes.
I normally bring them all. All of you. And as the transcends legislation. Human settlements, state law advisor, parliamentary services, Lalana Apa. We want this. Tina, we just talk of what you want as politicians. What you do as officials, It's your baby, but you want to do it. You want you to do things properly. Properly. Sir, when a cocktail?
Thanks, Honorable Chair. We welcome the directive and the instruction. Just to indicate that the point of entry of all these plans is usually the integrated development plan, and the team that the Honorable Chair suggested might also need to work with Water Affairs, because there has been a strategy called Operation Kijima, which is the reason why sometimes when these other programs go in, the municipalities then say, but we have this strategy that we have incorporated into our IDP. Why do you come and parachute other implementation mechanisms? So I'm just suggesting that the team that will be dealing with that plan should be able to integrate so that we have the impact that is desired. Thanks.
Settlements, you are going to take a lead. You have got a mandate. Sanitation has been transferred to you. You take a lead. You coordinate, convene these meetings. All these stakeholders as referred. Nesingem Sambi, and not decide what you need to put another stakeholder. But convene that if you are not doing your job properly,
sorry, Honorable Chair, you know, this morning I've got to take off my political cap here. And I've got to think in terms of the processes that I've been through my lifelong in local government. And what I've experiencing here, that this damn elephant running around here is going to trample us. The problem that I have is that we are too many cooks spoiling the broth. We are trying to put down guidelines. We're telling the people how, what to do and what not to do. And then suddenly, a different department suddenly pops out and it tells the municipal manager they should change this and change that. And that is where our problem is. We must work through one department. Local government has got one department and work through that one department. It's senseless of working through a number of different departments. We've got to try and get to the line and get to a point where we serve the people out there.
Can I call you to order?
Yes, certainly.
Because what we are talking about here, you cannot say, when you are implementing a policy, you must have a policy first.
Yeah.
You cannot just say now, you are.
Yeah.
The point now is on this grant. I mean, on human settlements mandate. There are two issues. Human settlements mandate and the grant.
Yeah.
So, I think National Treasury has managed to catch up. What do we need to do? We need to make sure that Sibuyela back to look at the policy framework holistically, and that is not going to be an overnight thing. Then you say, today I'm taking the grant from this one, I'm taking... So no. It's going to be a process, we all agree, but for now we need to provide the service delivery to the people. And we're not going to say local government is the... I mean, everything should be taken to local government. Are you going to take the electricity funding? Are you going to take all those things? There's quite a lot of grants. Agriculture, to plug up, copter. No. Let us be focused and then continue. I want you to finish your... Can you finish your comment?
I think we're on the same track. I think we should work through one department. Whether human settlements is involved, yes, that's not a problem. But we've got to have one department saying that is the people that's
laid
down.
Integration.
Yeah, that's right.
South Africa
talks
about integration.
That's right.
Because you cannot have to work one department. That has never happened.
Yeah.
Integration. Now, let's foster.
Yeah.
Let's foster integration.
Honorable Chair, what my experience is that, you know, in the different number of municipalities that I've been in, you know, they talk about hard rock that's been worked in there and rainfalls in certain periods of time. So you. I'm telling you, there is such a vast difference between different municipalities, you can't believe it. And that is what we should try and look at. That is where SALGA will get into the picture and tell you, you cannot do this in that area, you can do that in that area. And that is where, try and get SALGA involved, because we have objected against this whole thing right from the start. Thank you, Madam.
All in agreement on that one. But we have to go and make sure that the IDPs are accurate. Because we can't, for now, your IDPs are a mess. So we have to work together, all of us on that one.
Thank you, chairpersons and honorable members. I must just say that it's very good that you actually let me speak last, because I don't have much to say. I think the discussion that I had with you in the run up to this summarizes what I expected to be the outcome, that let's actually all get together in one room and see whether indeed we are saying we are going to introduce a grant today for this particular objective, and then when we find that it's not working, we then say no, we're going to move it somewhere else. We cannot discredit the Division of Revenue process in that kind of a manner. We all have a responsibility in the budget process when these things come in and they are bid upon and there are policy decisions that have been taken. We then, because we are failing to get to design programs properly, we are failing to define responsibilities and who is going to take responsibility for what, we then start shifting things around. I think, Chairperson, that's one real issue. I think there's also an issue that has come up here that we've just looking at the numbers, that we think we cannot actually afford to have numbers that come from the department speaking one language and we have numbers that come from the treasury speaking another language. It's impossible to evaluate the performance of this grant at this point in time. We can have all these 100% or 90% of toilets built and created. There's no one who can... You know the job creation aspect? There's one job creation aspect there. You can get the people for whom those toilets have been made to report for a fee, whether the toilet works or not, job creation. But I'm just saying it's important that we get these things, that small things that are here that actually can degenerate into something else that's completely wasteful expenditure in the end. So let me close it there, Chairperson, because I think the outcome and what the members have suggested is exactly what we expected from our side.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think let's come down, let's close this meeting. And I think Honorable Yengen raised an issue of in-house issues or issues. So as we are going to deal with your in-house issues, Human Settlements is also going to continue dealing with its in-house issues with the department in relation to the issues that have been raised by the acting chairperson of FFC. So, Chairperson, I thank you very much. I'm heading over to you to close. No, you're going to close now. I'm heading over back to you. You close, please.
No, mine, I think we have closed. There's no tautology. All that is required is that our esteemed, what you call, guest officials, that the departments, they mustn't go to the airport without saying, when is the first meeting? They mustn't go there now. When you go to the airport, everyone amongst you must have agreed about the first meeting. So by the end of September, we want the report. We'll come to, we'll give you a date. All right, members, thank you very much for being patient.
This meeting stands adjourned now.
Thank you. Thank you.